I'm Karen Given. Next week, for Oscars weekend, Only a Game goes to Hollywood with three unexpected tales of sports and the film industry. But now, Charlie Pierce is here with the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Karen.
We opened the show with a conversation about Kobe Bryant's legacy, but I can't talk to you without also asking for your thoughts on that complicated question. How should we remember him?
I think it's entirely up to the individual. You have to work out in your own moral and ethical structure where you're going to place the awful crime he was accused of in the context of the rest of his life. And certainly, you know, nobody is questioning that his death is a tragedy because not only he died, but so did his daughter and so did several other people. But in terms of what happened in Colorado in 2003, you have to factor that in somehow. That has to be part of his legacy. And not just the beginning of some sort of redemption tale either.
Have you been particularly moved by any of the tributes to Kobe this week?
Well, I mean, I think you can't help but be moved by how moved other people are. I mean, if you're in any way empathetic. He was after my time following the NBA very closely, so I never had any real contact with him. I recognize him as a very large figure in the history of professional basketball, but I have no personal feelings one way or the other in terms of who he was.
All right. It's time. Go ahead. Say it.
As you know, and as I've said on the show for several years now, the Super Bowl is good.
Funny you should say that, because Richard Wainerman, a listener in Washington, D.C., emailed us back on January 14th to say that he loves the show. He's been listening for at least 10 years, but he doesn't understand, given how, quote, detrimentally self-serving the NFL and its ownership can be, why you keep insisting that the Super Bowl is good. Can you explain?
Because it used to make Bill Littlefield laugh, and now it makes you laugh. And anything that makes Bill and Karen laugh, I tend to keep to hang on to.
Fair enough. All right.
And so our listeners should just lighten up a little bit. That's all. And actually, this actually may be a very good Super Bowl.
Yeah.
These two teams seem very evenly matched. I think you could get a really good game out of this.
So you're rooting for the Chiefs like me?
Yeah, you know, it's hard. It's very strange. I don't have any particular animus toward either team. It's fun to watch the Chiefs because of the way, you know, they play and because of Patrick Mahomes. But, you know, I like the 49ers uniforms, too. So, you know, I'm rooting for a good game. What can I tell you?
Good news, Charlie. MLB umpires will now wear microphones so that they can explain why reviewed calls were upheld or overturned. Gee, that's going to make for some riveting television.
Where are the microphones going to be?
I guess they're going to wear them.
Well, yeah, but where is my thing? If they wear them on their chests, then the standard manager, you know, move of bumping chests with the umpire is going to cause, like, explosions in the sound truck. I don't think they've thought this through very well.
No, probably not. In the latest Knicks news, this happened on Wednesday night. They're yelling, sell the team. Owner James Dolan was in the stands. He was not happy. He tried to get stadium security involved, reportedly singling out a teenager who happened to be sitting nearby. I hate to say it, but one less voice wasn't going to make much of a difference.
I was going to say, does he happen to have like 19,000 security guys on hand so they can throw everybody in the arena except him out?
He would if he could.
This is something that we've talked about on this show, I think, as long as there's been a show. There's one unsolvable problem for any sports fan, and that's a bad owner.
Yeah.
Because unless they go completely off the diving board the way, say, Marge Schott did, or they get tied up with the mob, there's nothing you can do about a bad owner.
And finally, Charlie, please, please, please tell me that it's time to
release the Kraken!
John Hoven, a sports blogger who calls himself the mayor, says sources have told him that the name of the NHL's expansion team in Seattle will be the Kraken. NHL Seattle did not confirm or deny the reports, but they did issue a statement filled with fish puns. So there's that.
please, please let this be true.
Please.
And please let them invite Liam Neeson to the opening night of the franchise so he can say it live. They can use the video, you know, for every home game from now until whenever the team folds. But for the love of God, have Liam Neeson show up to say it live. In the robes, too, by the way.
Please, yes. Charlie Pierce is the guest editor of the Best American Sports Writing 2019, and he joins us each week at this time on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Karen.